every 5 seconds of silence.
Blah, 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 blah. Useless banter. Now you know how it feels.
Hello and welcome to season two of Would John Rather. I forgot what else I was supposed to say.
A podcast where we argue with each other for the sake of it and hopefully entertain you along the way.
Okay. Take two. Boop. Hello and welcome to Would John Rather, a pointless podcast where we argue over absolutely nothing and hopefully you're still listening by the end of it.
And I'm John, and I've decided to change things up a bit.
And I'm John, and I'm not used to this at all.
And I'm not John, and none of this was authorised. How does it feel being in season two, chaps?
I don't like it. I came after John. Chronologically, it doesn't work.
Sometimes it's okay to come last, John.
No.
No. As you can see, folks, only the highbrow jokes this year.
John, thoughts and opinions?
Anything changed?
It's a lot like season one, but a lot more helium.
It feels to me like it's like they've a TV show that where they've taken season one, and then do you know what season two feels like? And I know we've only just started, but season two, year two of our show, it feels like Star Wars Episode 7, where it's a completely new thing, and yet everything feels very, very familiar.
I thought you were going to say, no one's asked for it, and we did it anyway.
That would have been better. Wait, let's cut and let me say that one. No, well, so nothing's changed. Should we change dive right in? No, that's the only reason that other 30 people listen. Should we dive right in?
It's taken me 51 episodes to manage to remember that's what we do.
Even though we've never dived right in. But shall we?
Okay.
So, John, would you rather only be able to use the word who, the word what, the word where, or the word when?
I'd pick who, because it would make my my choice in music and fancy dress costume very easy. Because if I was going to go in fancy dress, I'd obviously be an owl, and I'd just go, ooh.
Okay.
And if anyone asked me what I was listening to, I'd just go, who? And they'd be like, oh, yeah, that band from the 70s
okay.
with John Eppersall.
I should clarify. I mean, you're not allowed to use the other three. It's not the only word you're allowed to use.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sorry. That made it confusing. And I thought you understood. And then when you made the owl comment, I went, this may have been misleading. Oh. So...
John doesn't know anything, yeah.
New Year, same format, folks, don't worry.
I would rather only be able to say the word when.
Oh.
And I think that it's because it'd be very positive. I think it'd go with my positive outlook on life. People do these challenges where they have to say yes to anything that they're asked to do, you know, to kind of mince up their life a bit.
Was that
pies? They're spiced. They're spicy.
Was that the
spice of his life in a very, very?
I was going to say, was that the Spice Girls like return to popularity song that didn't quite take off?
Something like that.
Okay.
So when somebody
sorry, I'll cut me laughing out, but mince up your life a bit. Yeah, got me the giggles on.
That's fine.
Oh.
I couldn't think of the right word, so I just said mince.
It was fine. It sounds like a load of like the people that did YMCA have re-released the Spice Girls song, but changed up the lyrics to it. Mince up your life. sorry. I'll do continue.
So rather than always saying what, who. Somebody asked me a question. Shall we go to the pub? When? Shall we go skydiving? When? Shall we shoot this bow and arrow? When? It's quite positive.
It's very positive, actually. It's better than yes.
It's quite forthright. It's
quite forceful.
Getting someone to get to the point. It's taking yes for granted and getting to the organisation straight away.
I like it.
It also makes you sound a little bit indecisive. Do you want to go to the pub? When? Do you want to go to the pub? When? at some point in time. When? Sounds like you're challenging people that aren't quite as proactive in making plans as you. And I think people would... Some people would get on board, I admit that. Other people would really struggle. Because we've got a friend, Mikey, who's particularly bad at organising things. And I genuinely believe you'd never see him again if that was the case. Because you've got everything on
him. I think it comes down to the inflection. Because I think with him, he's very good at agreeing to things. But I think it's the follow-through. It's like, yeah, we should definitely do that. Yeah. And then, like... It's like he's like on roller skates just sliding backwards away from you. Whereas if you followed it up with when, he's forced to make a decision, and we've seen how his decision making skills are.
He says something and doesn't mean it, and then it happens the first way that he said, even though he doesn't want it to be that way.
Exactly. So season two, apparently all we've changed, other than how we start the episode, is we are going to talk about our friends. We're just not going to address them by their real names and slag them off.
Oh, you leave him alone. The banter incident wasn't his fault at all. But it was. Okay, anyway, back to my love of 70s rock bands and owls.
I will let you, because you understand that you can change it from Who if you want to.
Yeah, because it's going to make it very difficult. Oh, we're going to go to pub with my brother. Who? There's no way you can say Who without sounding like you've forgotten who they are and being rude.
I like it.
So wait, what are my other options?
Who, what, where, or when?
I'll go with what, because I'll just pretend I'm one of these 21st century people who don't understand the word pardon. So people just have to repeat themselves, and that'd be fine, because then I could just nod and like, yeah, okay. So, yeah. If I forget to reply with a nod or a frown or a shake of the head, I'll just say what, and then people will repeat themselves, and it's fine. We'll get there eventually. I'm not making anyone make any decisions, and if they've suggested something that I really don't appreciate, I'll just shout what really loudly as in disgust, as in how outrageous it is. How dare you believe that?
What?
Exactly.
You would... The opposite problem, that's not really the opposite problem. The problem would be is you would never be able to ask the question when. So when you were trying to make plans, you'd just have to scream what at them. Shall we go to the pub? What? Shall we go to the pub? What?
Well, no, you could just say, yeah.
Okay, yes. At seven?
Yeah, but you could just say, should we go to the pub? Yes.
But then you have to wait for them to initiate it.
Yeah, but if someone said to me, should we go to the pub? I just assume they meant then. So I'd say yes. And so I go, come on then, let's go. And they go, oh, no, I meant later.
What?
What? And they go, you know, about 7 o'clock. And you'd go, oh, okay.
I think that could just be my thing. Like, just screaming, what? Indignantly.
All the time. I do wish I'd made this more of like a Hodor-esque situation where you could only say the one word.
Could my one word be Hodor?
No.
Oh, because people would assume that I was impersonating Hodor and being a polite supporter who saves the day. Whereas if I chose any other word, even word that I made up, people assume I'm trying to be a Pokemon, and then that would lose me at least 10 man points.
And that would put you into negative figures.
That would put me into negative figures. I'm not as bold as some people, you know. I'm just not out there with my manliness.
Did you say bold or bald?
Bold.
Oh, okay.
So a... Somebody with an inquisitive mind would have gone with the word why.
Why wasn't an option?
There you go. That's why.
So we can still say why. That's perfect. That means I can still be a historian. I can still say the word why. So why did that happen? And the other question that historians need to ask is when.
Okay, so you're trying to find out about the... Roman post office. When did that happen? Roman times in whatever years they were. Why did it happen? Well, because they needed to send post to each other. Okay. Where are you going to do
that's
your
archaeology? That's all you need to know.
Yeah, you don't need to know where you're digging.
Well,
just keep shouting what at people enough, they'll explain everything.
What?
It does make having to use any of the other words much more difficult. So in your scenario of being a hysterian, it's like, so you're going to be a flown out.
Hysterian.
Hysterian. Yeah.
Hysterian, because I'll be screaming what hysterically.
But then they, oh, you just need to speak to Philip Rokerhördegger regarding the dig site, and rather than saying who, you just go why. Because they're the person that knows what to do it. When? Well, you'll probably speak to about tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Why? So you have no idea who this guy is.
So between all three of us, we could maybe form some sort of interrogation team.
You just have to get it in the perfect order.
So who screams how at people? Was that one?
Nope. It was just who, doesn't what, matter. Where, and when. So John was when, and John was originally who and changed to what.
What?
Okay.
What?
The what does make you sound like an ignorant person who can't say the word pardon.
As I said in my opening statement. But I think it would get people to retort, and then you could either agree or disagree with what's going on. Yeah. And then if people give you a date, when you go when, that's the date you're given. So okay. If you want to do things on your own time, they give you a date, and if you disagree with it, you just shout what at them.
The problem with just the when is, yeah, you're going to the pub, and you know when you're going to the pub. You don't know which pub.
Nope. And you obviously don't know why.
You never need a why for going to the pub.
It could be someone's birthday, and you turn up uninvited and without a present. That'd be really awkward.
But also, you're allowed to ask why. However, if someone invited me to the pub and I asked them why, I'm pretty sure I'd swiftly be uninvited.
Yeah, it sounds a bit rude.
Yeah. Hey, not John. Do you fancy going to the pub tonight? Why? Oh, because I thought we were friends and you wanted to spend time together. I'll go fuck myself then. Cheers.
You could when? You could ask it in an curious way. Do you want to go to the pub tonight? Oh, why? Like, is there anything on? Oh, is there a special occasion that I don't know about? Yet again, it's about inflection.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to make my decision purely based on the pub analogy. I'm going to go with when wins, because if I asked you both to go to the pub and John said when, I'd be like, yes, he's up for it. If you said what, I'd assume that you were going deaf.
And you don't want to hang out with deaf people. Matt, that's another demographic you've isolated.
Not when I'm going to the pub. I went to a gig last night, and every time me and my friend tried to speak to each other, I couldn't hear a word she was saying.
Think about all those deaf people that listen to this podcast.
Very, very delicious joke. But I'm going to have to go with when.
Surprised you didn't get there sooner. I'm surprised I had to spell it out for you.
What?
Exactly.
Yeah, you see how irritating that would get. Should have stuck with who. You should have stuck with who. Okay, well,
limited.
We're on to a new section this week. It's suggestion of the week, because none of you fuckers have tweeted at us. You know where to find us if you need us. So instead, we're going to tell you what to do. Who's got a suggestion for this week?
I'm claiming it. It's mine.
Oh, okay.
Because I couldn't go first in the intro, I'm nabbing this segment. So our brand new segment, we're going to do a suggestion of the week, and I'm going to suggest that you do away with Easter eggs, because they're always overpackaged and overpriced for what they are. I picked up some Lindt hazelnuts with whole roasted hazelnuts. I didn't realise I loved roasted hazelnuts until now. It's fucking awesome, and it's chocolate, and it's awesome. Hear that? It's a sound of jealousy, because you know it's good, because it's Lindt. So I'm actually probably a little bit too excited for chocolate, but it's what I'm into, and I would recommend it. You could probably get it at all your normal supermarkets. And yeah, whole roasted hazelnut Lindt, I do recommend.
And yeah, I'm going to endorse that as well. Not because of the chocolate, but because you used the right word jealousy instead of envy, which I nearly corrected, but realised you used the right one. So clearly it's doing something for brain power. So yeah, you go get them nutty chocolates made by that company.
Oh, why would you want delicious, creamy, chocolatey goodness
when what?
you could have fruit that would keep you much healthy?
Much healthy.
much healthy. Loads of fibre day.
Keep you much healthy. Okay, I don't feel like you're invested in this, John. Do you want to swap? Because I fucking hate hazelnuts.
Roasted hazelnuts, come on.
Hazelnuts are awful.
Don't do them into service.
I don't get why people like Nutella. It's just, It's like someone's taken chocolate and made it worse.
No, they've made it better.
It's like when someone gives you a bar, do you want some chocolate? Oh, yes, please. And then they offer you fruit and nut and you go, oh, no. I wanted chocolate. I didn't want healthy.
I didn't want granola chocolate. Come on.
I didn't want to make me feel the health.
Literally nobody does that.
I've been offered chocolate plenty of times and then got... Or the worst one is when you get like someone offers you some chocolates when you've got a box of chocolates. You go, oh, thank you very much. And if you are a bit, not fussy, but just you know what you like, you ask to look at the menu and all that's left is the shitty flavours and you go, oh, that one's got, that's got hazelnuts in it. To be fair, everyone likes hazelnuts apart from me, so normally they're all gone. But no, chocolate should be chocolate and that's it.
Chocolate should be praline.
Yeah. But more importantly, we're endorsing Lindt chocolate, I think is the thing.
Specifically,
roasted hazelnuts. I think it's a roasted that makes all the difference.
Just to confirm for anybody listening, we've not been paid to talk about Lindt chocolate. We're hoping that after hearing this, they're going to just send us some money, just some loose cash in the post, like £1.32 in pennies.
I'd accept chocolate. I'd take payment in chocolate, please.
Yeah. And to be fair, if anyone knows about chocolate, it's you, because you used to be a literal fudge packer, did you not?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Although I never packed fudge specifically, but
just occasionally you had to pack fudge.
It paid the bills all right. I don't want to talk about it.
Should we move on to question two?
Please.
Would you rather never have to charge your phone or always be connected to Wi-Fi?
Either is ideal. So I'll let John pick.
I'd rather never have to charge my phone because if Wi-Fi is not working, I just use 4G.
And you do have the benefit of being in London where you can get 4G.
Yeah, all the time. Sometimes if my Wi-Fi is playing up, I just turn off the Wi-Fi on my phone and just use the 4G.
Okay, to make the question more interesting, because I realised that wireless internet is better. It's 7 years ago, and I've asked the question.
Oh.
7 years ago? What phone did I have 7 years ago?
I think 7 years ago was probably like 3G was kind of being introduced. But that's the time scale I'm going for. So you could have 3G if you had the newest phone and you're in a good area and your network provider provided it without charging you like 20p a minute to Google what sausages would look like as fingers on goats or whatever it is you Google.
You first, John.
I was going to say I'd still go for the battery because I think one of the downfalls of society these days is too much connectivity.
So you want your device to always have charge for when you don't want to use it. Great argument, John.
No, because I'm thinking back to a time when we didn't. If you had a, I'd like there to still be times, perhaps when you're, you know, out in the wilderness in Norway, where you're not able to get the answer. Somebody asks a question to the group, and you go, I don't know.
Who's washing their hands on their phone?
I don't know the answer to that. We're just going to debate it anyway without knowing, and we'll just talk about it a lot.
Do you remember the last time we asked each other a question in the setting where we didn't have Google to solve our problems? Asked how many pints of beer you could fit in someone's leg if it was prosthetic hollow leg. And the guesses were somewhere between 6 and 20 pints. And there was almost a shouting match because no one knew the actual answer. And people were just estimating, and people were fighting their arguments with nothing to base it on.
But
I think I was closest at the time. I tried to use maths and physics, and people were like, no, you're wrong. And I was trying to use logic. And then eventually, after I think about 2 years or so, we actually got to the bottom of it because someone did use Google, and we did find out the actual answer. Because it was just a matter of who could shout the loudest, apparently was correct that night. And that's anarchy. Why can't we have law and order and civilization with us all the time? Is that too much to ask?
So,
or do you want to go back into your cave with your 3310?
But if I'm ever in an emergency, I can guarantee I'll be able to phone somebody because my battery's still going to be there. I'm going to be able to listen to music all the time. Turns out, in the past, you didn't need to be connected to the internet to listen to music. You found it.
You had to know what music you wanted to listen to ahead of being able to listen to it.
Which is someone who only wants to listen to Tool.
I don't listen to Tool.
I think you vastly overestimate how much... John, when was the last time you listened to Tool?
Today.
No, not today. They're not on Spotify.
There we go. That's the only reason.
No, I listened to Jack the Joker and Caligula's Horse today.
Oh, okay. But we're going off topic, and this is a new year.
No, I want to make a joke at John's expense. Let me do that.
Go on.
So, John, do you say you save Tool for a special occasion?
Yeah.
So you dim the lights, put some candles on, put Tool on, and away from something was going to happen.
Oh yeah. Once every 10,000 days.
Wow, your life is so lucky.
Damn straight. I went to a wedding where the husband managed to either persuade or trick the wife into playing Tool because he found a band like an orchestra that did Tool music on orchestra, and then he put it on in the like reception and nobody really noticed apart from a few Tool fans who just all sort of caught eyes and went, oh. It was great. You had to be there, but it was great. You'd understand if you liked music.
Wait, what was the question again?
Never have to charge your phone or always be able to connect to the Wi-Fi.
Oh, always connect to Wi-Fi. Because it's pretty useful. It stops the world being in chaos and disarray.
I mean, we survived for quite a long time with Wi-Fi.
I'm a responsible adult. I can charge my phone when it needs charging. I've kept my son for 3 years because I've managed to feed and water him when he needs it. I think I could look after a phone.
You clearly never had a Tamagotchi growing up.
No, I had a Digimon. It was awesome. Apart from you could only evolve it into poos, which was rubbish, unless you knew the code, cheat code to turn it into a teddy.
No, you could only evolve it into poos if you weren't doing a very good job.
I did the best job I could, and it was just poos all the time. And then my mate said, look, you need to do this. And then he punched in the cheat code, and then you got a teddy bear.
That, to me, just proves the best job you can do still isn't good enough.
Okay, right.
Oh, no. Is your son going to turn into a poo?
Only if he evolves.
I don't mean from The Simpsons.
Yet again, only if he evolves. Matt, you've reached your final form. What's that like?
Ah, interesting. Very, very interesting. Not as interesting as your son one day when you wake up and he goes, thank you, come again. Which, by the way, is outrageous that things have changed so much that we can no longer make Apu from The Simpsons is not allowed to be funny anymore. That's ridiculous.
Well, if I had infinite Wi-Fi, then I would go onto YouTube and I'd watch old Simpsons videos and remember the good old days with him and his 7 kids.
I reckon Wi-Fi has done more to speed up the destruction of the world than any other invention in human history.
I think having a phone that never runs out of battery and holding that superpower to yourself is really mean. Because people with pacemakers could do without technology, but no, you're holding on to it, not distributing out to the rest of the wider world. That's really selfish, John. There's people in like Malawi that got flooded out, could have done with a bit more time on the radio. But no, you're the only person with an infinite battery-powered phone.
Why am I the only one?
Because no one else gets this option. Only you got asked the question.
On the just a quick segue, but long story short, I had to order some batteries, and I got confused what sort of battery was what sort of battery. But the conversation came up about licking a battery, and it turns out I've split the crowd because half of the people I've spoken to at work have never heard what I'm talking about and think I'm a freak. and was tortured.
And the other half. Oh, that's like eating an ant.
and the other half went. Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course I've licked a battery. It was a rite of passage at school. Someone would pass you a 9-volt battery, go lick that, and you go, oh, I kind of want to do it again, but I don't know if I should.
Or why I want to do it again.
Yeah.
Do either of you two remember a guy from sixth form called Geimer?
Yeah. I see him at Download every year. We bump into each other every year at Download Festival.
Ask him about the time he daisy-chained 6 or 7D batteries together and basically made a electric arc welder and then put that across his tongue.
I will try to remember.
He put the two terminals across a small steel rule, and before the second contact got to the steel rule, there was arcing involved. And then after he did it, the steel rule got really hot, really jolly quick. And he went, I don't think this is a good idea, and then stuck it on his tongue anyway.
That's why he's the way he is.
What, because he got like 40 volts across his face?
Maybe.
Yeah, quite possibly.
I'm going to go with never charge your phone. Only because if you could always connect to Wi-Fi, your battery would run out pretty quick because you'd be boasting to everyone, oh, look at all the things my phone can do. It's dead.
Yeah.
So I'd rather have something that I can do not a lot with, but I can do it all the time, than something I can do lots with than not for very long. And my example is, I'm sure both of you must have at some point for your Christmas present wanted the newest like remote control car, and you'd be super excited to go and play with it, and then you'd open it up and they'd forgot to charge it before they gave it to you. So then you'd wait for it to charge all day. Then Boxing Day, you'd go and play with it for 20 minutes and it'd be dead. You'd be like, oh, for fuck's sake. Well, that was a fun 20 minutes. Now I've got to charge it for 19 hours.
Or the other option is they give you a brick that doesn't connect to anything, but it's still a brick 24/7. Woop woop. Okay, good pick, Matt. Question number 3, please.
Yeah.
Uninteresting forever. Yay! You make no sense.
Of course I do.
It makes zero sense.
No, phones had cameras and music on them before they became good at Wi-Fi.
If phones were good enough with a good battery and being able to play music and occasionally take a picture that wasn't indecipherably grainy, then that's the way they would have stayed. But the fact is, they're all internet-based and everything's amazing.
The internet didn't make the camera good.
Yeah.
Download pictures are better pictures. I've not seen the Taj Mahal. I don't own a picture of it. Job done. Better than the camera phone.
Question 3 on would John get sassy?
I've not even begun to get sassy.
You're about to go into a bunker because the apocalypse is about to happen.
The bunker have Wi-Fi?
The bunker is set up with all of your needs, like all of your base needs. However, for entertainment, you can either have one thing you've picked yourselves, or I'll pick 3 things for you. Would you rather you get to pick the one thing, or I get to pick your 3 things? And yes, anything that you need to make your thing work, works. So if you pick cable TV, I will give you we'll pretend that there's a cable set up. If you pick a laptop, I will let you have Wi-Fi.
I'd let you pick, because it would be interesting to see what you'd have picked. And I know that whatever I picked, I get bored of it within at least 3 weeks. So I could rotate through your things. And if I don't like one of your things from the off, what I do is I then go back to it and go, Matt picked this for a reason. Let's find out why. And I'd actually probably put more effort into understanding and liking it than I would do if I just got bored with my own item, because I'd try and work it out, like, as to what influenced you to make your choice. So I'd try and understand and get more insight into yourself. And I know that it's going to be, at least one of the things is going to be the complete works of Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
No.
Oh, okay.
So I'm in a bunker and I'm allowed 3 things.
No.
Over and above my basic needs.
Your basic needs, so you've got like drinking water, food, beds, like all of those basic things. And I will, as a base need as well, I will give you on repeat channels 1 to 4 terrestrial TV. So whatever would normally be on TV, we'll pretend that those TV channels have uploaded everything they're going to be uploading for that. And you've got to be in there for, we'll call it 5 years before it's safe to come out and find everybody else who had a bunker and restart society. So 5 years, you've got to be in there alone.
Okay.
And we'll just pretend that those 4 TV channels, they've uploaded the next 5 years of TV shows so you can get those. So, because otherwise, like, someone like TV or whatever, that takes away that choice. So that's on there. I mean, the news would probably just be the kid with the chalkboard for that half hour, because I doubt that's still going to happen. But all of the pre-recorded TV would still be on.
What about Spring Watch? Do I get Spring Watch?
Yeah, because that's all pre-recorded.
Boo! Spring Watch.
And I'm allowed 3 more things.
That I pick, or you can pick one thing for yourself.
Well, I can pick one thing for myself.
Yeah, so either I personally have put 3 things in there for you, or you can pick
my choice.
Or you can pick Bunker B, and you pick the one thing. So you've got to pick.
Obviously, I would go for the one thing, because one is always better than 3. Because I think that you would probably, I think you'd give us one thing that was useful and entertaining or something that would help us. And I think you'd put 2 things in there as kind of either as a wind up or just to trick us. So, you know, John's sat there going, why has he given us this? And it's just something completely irrelevant and made up and has no practical purpose. Like,
I'm a little bit worried Matt's just printed out the cheat codes for We Love Katamari and then not sent us in there with We Love Katamari.
Yeah, something like that. He would give you the cheat codes to a video game, but not the video game. Or, you know, a key. And you'd be sat there for 5 years going, what does this unlock? What does it unlock? But it turned out it was for a padlock from his childhood.
This is more a reflection on you two than it is of me, because that's what you think of me. That doesn't necessarily translate as to what I do. So,
see, I thought the best. I thought that you'd pick something that was going to be useful, something that was going to be interesting, and something else that was going to be that you loved, that you want more people to get into. So that was my sort of my thoughts of how you were going to think. And then I would have, you know, maybe liked 2 or 3 of them. And then the third one, I'd gone, Matt picked this for a reason. And I was going to, you know, I was going to try. I was going to really try and make strides to get to know you better vicariously through the objects you picked for me.
I think there is definitely a side of Matt that would do that. He would think long and hard about the most interesting and things that would, you know, spike your interest and maybe help you get to understand him better. But there is also the funny sort of evil side of Matt that would go, yeah, I could do that, but I could also fuck him over and it would be hilarious.
I mean, yeah, everyone gets that thought, but you're going to be locked in there in solitary confinement for 5 years. Like,
yeah, your problem deciding.
If you were locked in there for a month, then I would 100% do that. I'm not even going to lie. But 5 years is a long time for me to go, they've got 3 things that they could entertain themselves with, other than if they decide to use, like, the bird's custard powder that's in there to draw pictures and then snort it. Like, that's a long time to not have, like, you know?
Yeah, which is why I want to pick the things myself.
Can you tell me after you announce the winner what the items were going to be for either of us?
Yeah, I've written them down. I'm still umming and ahhing about the exact type, because I've got the concept, but I haven't got the exact thing. But yeah, of course I'll tell you what I picked, because they are written down now.
That's cool.
So, John, what are you picking?
It's a lot of pressure.
Okay, well, while you think about the one thing you're picking to keep you entertained for 5 years, seeing as you don't trust me enough to throw me, apparently, John, just remind us or expand upon why you'd pick me to pick your 3 things.
I thought I'd been over it long enough. I'm going to repeat myself because I thought it was a good enough argument. I thought that trying to decipher why you picked your items, and trying to get to know you better through that, and would give me something to think about and to focus on for the next 5 years. And
okay, so
if I took one thing in there, I'd get bored with it eventually. I know it would. But if you've given me options and multiple of them, if I found one thing less interesting and I gave it up and then went to the other two and then got bored of them, I'd go back to the first one and I'd actually give it probably more effort and attention than I would do going back to my own recreational activity, because you would have put it in there for a reason. And I try my best to figure it out and to make it make sense and to make it work.
So you would pick three things because not only would you'd be curious to know what they would be, but you also trust me to pick things that would keep you entertained. And also, even if you're not sure why I picked them to keep you entertained, you could use the entertainment factor of figuring out why, which is the opposite of John wouldn't pick me because he think I'd deliberately pick things purely to make him absolutely hate the fact that he's let me pick things to keep him entertained because he doesn't trust me in the slightest.
Yeah, because I had to pick second.
Okay, but you didn't need to go in quite so hard. Cheers. Welcome to Season 2, Episode 1, show finale of Would John Rather. Come on, John, you've had your time. What are you picking? I wrote down my three things while you were telling me just what a shite friend I was, so you can decide on one.
I think that the more I spoke about how terrible your choices would be, the more you wanted to give John really nice things.
No, I genuinely thought about what I'd want in there, to be perfectly honest.
I know what I'd choose if I was only allowed one thing.
Okay, you're not having one thing, but what would you choose?
I'd bring you in with me.
Oh, John wins.
You can't see it, but I'm fist pumping the air.
To be fair, I was going to wait until you'd both answered and ask you why you're not taking your wives in, but we'll start that again. You're not allowed to bring people in. Should have started with that one.
What happens in the bunker stays in the bunker.
Don't worry, John, you've still won, but let's see what John says. No, if John genuinely says something good, then I'll award him the win. It just depends on what that one thing is. And it can't be, because it's not been released yet, even though it's going to be 6 years long, it can't be the new Tool album.
Oh.
I'm going to say the new Final Fantasy game.
No, because even if you, like, take your time on them, they're only about 100 hours long, which would last you a third of a year.
But then you can play it with a different story arc. Oh.
Not quite how they work, but...
Oh, okay.
It's the same story.
I suppose you could just take Skyrim in there and just keep playing forever, because that's what you can do with it. Just pretend you're a Viking warlord.
Yeah, but even Skyrim, there's people that have only got, like... I can't remember what the longest playtime is. It's like 400 or 500 hours, and that's still like an hour a day for a year and a half. What are you doing the other 23 hours of the day?
Trying to be a normal human being.
Like push-ups and shit.
Going to the toilet, going for a shower, eating, contemplating your own existence, watching Country File.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, like, going to the toilet and eating and, like, washing, that's half an hour. What are you doing for the other 23 and a half hours of the day? But then you say contemplating your existence, so now you've got an hour left each day. So,
yeah. Right. Am I good enough for the bunker?
John, you've had plenty of time. What is your thing? Go.
I take a climbing wall.
A climbing wall?
Yeah.
It's a bunker.
It's going to be a lot of overhang and not much vertical surface.
Yeah, well, one of the things that I do really like climbing, but one of the things that I'm not that good at is overhang climbing, because I don't have the core strength or the shoulder strength to hold myself up for extended long periods of time. After 5 years of doing nothing but practicing overhang, I'll be ready for the Olympics. And the Olympics has recently added climbing as one of the sports that they are going to have.
So you're going to be doing all that climbing just with, like, EastEnders at 7:30 every night on in the background. That's That's commendable, but you did say climbing...
Can I come out as an elite climbing athlete?
You did say climbing wall and not climbing ceiling, so I don't know how that's going to help your overhang.
Oh, I can't show you a picture of what my wall looks like, because this is a podcast where we have to describe things, but just take me on my word that it would fit.
I will allow you the ceiling as well. Okay, fine. That's a good one, but I think 5 years of nothing but climbing would get very ennui.
It's what you have to dedicate yourself. If you're going to be in the Olympics and be the world champion, that's what it takes.
Yeah, fair point.
And what else are you going to do with your 5 years?
Well, I'll tell you what John's going to do. Item number one, and it does count as one item before you get antsy, because judge rules. But I'm going to give him a tennis ball and a pint glass.
Cool.
Because you can make up... Well, you tell me what you do with a tennis ball and a pint glass.
Smash.
Is it like a plastic pint glass that is quite unbreakable?
Yeah, pretty much.
Good.
Yeah, I was going to say, otherwise 5 minutes in, it's gone.
I'd spend many hours either playing leg mini golf, or I'd go from... the crazy call as I'm a bunker and try and get the tennis ball into the cup and just become awesome at stupid trick shots.
Exactly, and you can set it up further and further away. You can try and beat your best record. You can. There's so many things you can do, and trust me, because that's what I did with my third year of uni. We went either end of the corridor, put down two high balls, bought a little bouncy ball from a 20p machine, and that was how we pre-drank, just me and one of my friends. Opposite ends of the corridor, you're allowed one bounce into the glass. We played this 5 nights. In a week, music on, beer in our hand, bouncy ball. Do you know what the final score was over 5 days of probably an hour and a half each day?
3-2.
3-2. It genuinely was. It was 3-2 to me.
After 5 nights, okay.
Yeah,
I was being really pessimistic.
No, because you. I don't know if you have seen, but uni corridors are very long. They're like about 10 meters long. So, so that's number one. The second one is an Etch-a-Sketch.
No, man. I hate Etch-a-Sketch, but you know I'd spend fucking hours on it.
I hate Etch-a-Sketches as well, but number one, you use the time to perfect how to use an Etch-a-Sketch. And number two...
just the circles I could draw.
I could give you a chalkboard or a whiteboard or loads of paper and a pen, but eventually it runs out and Etch-a-Sketch doesn't.
That's true.
And number three, and I haven't decided on the exact one, but you kind of touched on it, but I would give you some sort of console with a game, or one of the classic consoles that have come out, like the classic NES or the classic SNES. They've got like 30-odd games on them. They were designed way back when to be for replayability, and you could just constantly be playing Donkey Kong trying to beat your high score. And even if you played it once a week for 2 or 3 hours, that's one game of the 30. And you would soon learn to love the games you didn't. So it'd be one of those like consoles that I would give you as well. So you've got your mind being exercised with the Etch-a-Sketch. You've got your physical side with your tennis ball and your pint glass, which to be fair, out of the three of them, I think that's what I'd pick. And then you've got your classic console for your a bit more normality, just chilling out, doing something. And then the rest of the time, you've got channels 1 to 4. And to be honest, you can eat, you can drink. You can shower, you can poo, you can sleep. And that's what I call a Thursday. So.
And you know what? If I get really stuck and really bored and need company, I can cut myself, get my hand all bloody, and then put it on the tennis ball and call it Slazenger.
Yes, that's exactly what you can do. And like, use the Etch-a-Sketch to create a speech bubble and prop it up next to the tennis ball after you've gone mad.
Don't judge me, Slazenger. We all do it sometimes.
Whereas John's climbing the ceiling at 2 a.m, screaming at Lovejoy on a repeat on BBC Two.
Like some sort of spider cave boy.
Oh, John would be like an upside-down golem.
Oh, his tan's going to fade so badly.
John?
Yeah?
Would you trade your climbing wall for my three items?
No.
Oh, okay. In that case, you lose.
You know he's stubborn.
I know, but I gave him an opportunity, so now I don't feel guilty. So overall, I think that was 2-1.
Sadly, yeah.
John, do you want to run away and lock ourselves in a bunker somewhere? We could have such fun with a tennis ball and a pint glass. And not in a kinky way.
And play Pong.
Yeah.
Woo. Oh, imagine the score we get on two-player Space Invaders.
Amazing. After 5 years and we still like number three on the scoreboard.
We'd fight over whose initial was first.
Well, I hope that's helped you at home with some of the tough decisions you need to make. And this is Would You Rather Season 2.
No outro.